how did this comet, this very bright comet, sneak in on us?
This is the most amazing aspect of this comet. It sat up just to the right of Jupiter all summer long. It was discovered August 7th, 2006. But it sat up literally in the ecliptic, in the plane of the planets, in clear view of every amateur astronomer, and nobody saw it. We didn't have any professional astronomers see it until August 7th when McNaught saw it. But this sat in the clear evening night sky since March.
That's amazing. James, this is the brightest comet in 30 years, and we just find out about it. I mean, that tells you there's so many other things in this universe that we don't know about, and that's pretty dangerous, James.
Absolutely, and it's a new comet. This surprised me when I first looked at it, and now it has actually come into view in the SOHO C3 camera. I've got the first small thumbnail picture up on my webpage. But it is huge. It is gigantic. There's a picture of the sun in the center and then little Mercury down there. And this dwarfs any planet that we've seen or any comet. And remember, NEAT and all of those huge comets that came by the sun. This one is going to dwarf all of them put together.
Okay, you know, the theory continues. Of course, comets are made of a collection of all kinds of things, ice, gas, dust, and some of your theories too, James, huh?
Well, the comets are not dirty snowballs, and you've heard me say that a few times. But I think we may see this comet really interact with the sun. And, of course, predictions are hard to make. Anytime in science, sometimes people have made predictions and they totally fizzle. But this one is bearing down on the sun and days away. I believe the closest approach is on the 12th, which is today. Where I am, soon to be today where you are.
Right.
And the 13th, even more important than the perihelion, I believe, is when it crosses the ecliptic plane. That's when I believe the major discharges may occur. Additionally, the sun has a very bright spot on the western limb that's coming around, so we might see some real fireworks here.
Well, now, when they say this is the brightest comet in 30 years, what makes it the brightest comet in 30 years, James?
Well, just looking at it, it's very difficult to see, and a lot of amateurs and a lot of people who've tried to go out and look at this comet have been disappointed because it's very close to the horizon. Most of the good viewing has been in the northern latitudes around Nova Scotia or northern Canada,
right,
or Norway.
And a couple days ago, right?
Right, and a couple days ago. So there wasn't enough time for the average person. Plus, there's right now, due to the amount of heat on the planet Earth, most of the planet is covered with a vapor, a water vapor. So we've got clouds everywhere. So that makes it difficult also. But if you look just with good equipment at this comet, it is the brightest comet, more so than Hale-Bopp, than Hyakutake, than Kohoutek. We had a comet, was that in the 70s? I forget when Kohoutek was. I've got it on a list here. I remember when it came by, and it interacted greatly with the sun. The Skylab scientists took many pictures of that discharge between Kohoutek and the sun. And we've seen that with other comets when Comet NEAT came by and there was that tremendous explosion that came out of the sun. And this one is heading in, so stay tuned.
Now when you say stay tuned, James, I mean, what are the possibilities here?
Well, I believe that this one it's only going to be 15 million miles away from the sun, about 15.6 million miles. That's very close. That's half the distance from Mercury to the sun. That's only 60 times the distance from Earth to our moon. This is coming by, and I should make it clear, this comet is not coming near Earth. I'm using that as a comparison.
Sure.
But the comet will be very close to the sun. This is, as close to grazing as you can get without actually grazing the sun. And in looking at the picture, the sun is, if the sun were an inch on the picture, on the SOHO C3 camera picture, now that this comet is coming into view, if the sun were an inch high, the comet is about 3 inches high, or in diameter on this picture. So this is huge.
How big is a comet like this, including the tail?
Well, it's very difficult to estimate the comet nucleus size. Most astronomers claim that these are, 7 to 10 miles across, but I totally reject that idea. And I believe that these big comets have very large nuclei, possibly moon size or possibly even planet size. And I almost find it hard to believe that this thing could sneak in on us with all the automated search systems out there, telescopes working at near asteroid, Earth asteroid tracking,
yeah,
et cetera, that this thing really snuck in. And I think somebody really did see it earlier.
Why didn't they say anything about it?
I don't know. And if it did sneak up on the professionals in the military who have the good equipment, then you have to ask one of two questions. If it snuck in on them, and truly, then what's wrong with this picture? And if it did not sneak in, if they did know about it and didn't say it, you ask an equally difficult question.
Give us a little astronomy course here, James. The difference between a comet and an asteroid.
Well, an asteroid typically is in a more circular orbit. There's a very nebular crossover between asteroids and comets. In the standard theory with snowballs, they just say the asteroids don't have any snow on them. But once we've looked at comet nuclei, real comet nuclei, they are rocky and dry and hot too. But in my world, in my theoretical world, the asteroids simply are not in elliptical orbits and therefore do not form the tails. They don't discharge the solar capacitor. The typical big comet is one that comes in like this comet on an elliptical orbit, discharges the solar capacitor, forms that big cometary tail, which is being drawn in by electrical forces.